If you'd like to open the Bible with me in Jeremiah chapter 29, starting with verse 11, I'll read a few verses here. It is on the page 945. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11, on the page 945. We are waiting a little bit for everyone to be on the same page. It says here, starting with verse 11, Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, said Jehovah, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you in your latter end a hope. And ye shall call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you, and ye shall seek me and find me, for ye shall search for me with all your heart, and I will be found of you, said Jehovah." And another text I will write to read with you in the New Testament. It is in Hebrew chapter 6. In my Bible, it is on the page 1452. Hebrew chapter 6, page 1452. It is quite in the end of the Bible, for the one which is new with the Bible. Page 1452. Hebrew chapter 6, starting with verse 18. And I think I'll read till the end, because there are just three verses. Hebrew chapter 6, verse 18. "By two unchangeable things in which it was impossible that God should lie, we might have a strong encouragement who have fled from refuge to lay hold on the hope set before us, which we have as an anchor of our soul, both secure and firm, and entering into that within the veil where Jesus is entered as a forerunner for us, become forever a high priest according to the order of Melchizedek." I may read another scriptures later on. I may not. Depends on the how the Holy Spirit will lead me. But I was thinking, it is a great honor for me to preach in the first week of the new year. Every preacher maybe is looking forward for this weekend, the first time in the new year to preach and to prepare a big sermon about the last year. And we can preach about last year many, many things. If we are looking back, we can see many, many blessings and many things that will happen in our life. And we can be grateful, we can be thankful, or we can be sorrow about some things that will happen in our life. And we may have a great sermon about this. Or we can decide to preach about the future, about this year. Like many other people, maybe also you and I, we nailed down and we said, okay, I wish for me for the next year to be such or such of things, to fulfill such of, I don't know, desire. And I was thinking, all these may link with a big word, which is very hard to describe sometimes. And this word, it is hope. It is hope. We did hope last year in our life many things. And we did desire, we had desire for many things to happen in our life. And that was a great hope which we had in 2013, yes? And some of the hopes, for some of you, they were fulfilled, and you enjoy every one of these hopes. Wow, fantastic. I did hope to be happen in my life such of such of things, and God allowed this to happen. And you praise God for that things. And you may write down, I heard and many people on Facebook, they put lots of posting over there, and they wish themselves many, many hopes for the next year, 2015. Hopefully, they will be fulfilled. And I wish them to be fulfilled, most of them, not all of them, because some of them, they are not so according to God's will. And if you are one of these people who write down some hope for the next year, I wish you to pray before you write down. But the greatest wish, or the greatest hope, if I may say, according to the Bible, it is here written down in our Bible, as I read. God has a big wish for you. God has a big hope for all of us. And in verse 11 it says, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you." I know the thoughts that I think towards you. I know what I have in my mind for the next year. For you. God has you in His mind. He has a big plan for the whole world. But He has a big plan. I don't want to say a small plan for each person. No, He has a big plan. God never has a small plan. He has just big plans for each of you, for each of us. You may think, I'm not so important. Oh, yes, you are. Yes, you are. Because everyone was made by God. And God allowed you to be in this life. And He, when He desired you, and when He decided you to come on this world, He came with this verse and He said, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you," said Jehovah. "Thoughts of peace and not of evil." Thoughts of peace and not of evil. I don't know what kind of thoughts you have in your mind, in your heart. But God has just thoughts of peace towards every one of us. And that's very, very important and great thing. And it is to give us, in our letter, and a hope. It is a big thing, speaking about the hope. What kind of hope do you have in your life? You may have a hope for a short term. Yes, you may have a hope for a long term. I have many hopes in my life, also for short term and also for a long term. And I have a hope for the eternity. I'm speaking about that hope. Do you have, or how long is your hope? How big is your hope? Another question I would like to ask you this evening, and maybe you will ask yourself, what is your hope? What is your hope? Maybe last year you did live a life without hope. Or maybe your hope, it was so short, so weak, how can I say, so small, and even that one, it wasn't complete. It wasn't fulfilled. And you become disappointed. I become disappointed for many other hopes. If you ask every child, they hope that the parents will buy many toys. I'm very sure of this. I hope on Christmas time it will be a big, big package here under the Christmas tree. I hope it will be such of things. Some children, they wrote their wish on the paper. That was the hope that the parents will achieve for them. If you didn't get that toy which you desire, I'm so sorry, it was a disappointment, a big disappointment, yes, disappointment in your life. But as I want to read from here, God will never disappoint you. When He promised, He will keep His promise. He is the God who keeps His promises. And He has a thought for you. He thinks of you to give you a hope. I will come to explain a little bit more. How strong is your hope? How strong is your hope? Did you know that sometimes some hopes, they are very weak, and you think even your knees are trembling. I hope I will get this exam. I hope I will pass this. Finger crossed, people say. And as I was driving towards Brother David Burr in London, I saw a big church. I don't know if it is Anglican or what kind of church. There were two kind of crosses, finger cross and cross, where Lord Jesus Christ died. It was the sign of the cross. And down there it was written, which cross do you choose, or something like so. Which cross will you choose, a finger cross or the cross of Lord Jesus Christ? I hope you'll choose the right one. What means hope? Hope, it was described in many ways for many people, depends on which situation they were. I read a little bit about hope, and it says that hope, if you write hope like so, you'll see that it links very much with have only positive expectation. Isn't that nice? Hope, it is to have only positive expectation. That's hope. Hope, it is that small voice, very nice, gentle voice in your mind, which will tell you, maybe, when the whole world will say, no, that will never happen in your life. But in your mind, it comes something, in your heart, they say, maybe. That's the hope. That's maybe a big or small hope for you. And here it says, this text from Jeremiah, I don't want to go so much in this time, it is sometimes against us. It is a big, big, great hope. Undescribable hope. If you are going home and read again and pray to God and read again and dig, if I may say, dig a little bit into this text, you will find a greatest hope in the world. It says like so, and ye shall call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and listen now. God Almighty, the one who created the world, the heaven and earth, the one who will punish people who didn't listen to God, the one who is ready to listen to you. He said, and I will hearken to you, unto you. This means I will hear your voice. I will hear your prayer. Wherever you are, whenever you will pray, if you will pray in your mind, if you will bow down on your knees, He will hear to you. He will hear your voice. You may not realize. I spoke with someone last year, and I told to a person, I said, she told me that I don't know if I shall believe in God or not. I don't know if it is real or not. I'm between these two thoughts. I don't know. She had no hope. She had no hope. And I told her, look, just go home to your house, in your room. Lock the door behind you. Put the telephone somewhere else. Switch the internet off. And both, I had nothing against this, but just to don't disturb you. Bow down on your knees and pray to Lord Jesus and say like so, Lord Jesus, I don't know if you are real or not. But if you are real, please come into my life. Come into my life. I want to open my soul. I want to open my mind. I want to open my heart towards you. I want to receive you if you are real. Come in my life. I want to give you my life. I want to give you my heart. Forgive my sins. And when I said, forgive my sins, in her eyes were tears. And I realized that she started to have a hope that God will listen to her. There is no point in your life if you are going to God that God will turn his back to you. He will never ever do that to you. He is ready to listen to your prayer. He is ready to listen to your request. He is ready. He is waiting. He is willing to listen to you. Just go and say, Lord Jesus, I don't know what shall I believe. Maybe I was floating from till now so far. Maybe I was lost. Maybe I thought I'm saved. Maybe I thought I have eternal life. If you didn't receive Lord Jesus Christ in your life, go in your room and pray to him, and he will come to you. This is one of my experiences in my life. That's why I'm strong. I'm so strong in this. That's why I want to, how can I say, I want to advise you to do this. And then he says, and ye shall seek me. After you are going to pray to God, you shall seek him and find me. It doesn't say you'll struggle to find me. You may find me. You might find me. No. You will find me. I am not going to preach from here. It is so much. It is so loaded, this text. I don't have enough time to preach from this one. But I'm 100%, if you are going home and bow down to your knees and pray to God, he will reveal to yourself so many things from this text. This is the hope that he wants to put in you. I will be found of you, said Jehovah. Now we go back to Hebrews chapter 6. This is another great, great, great text. Scripture. It is so big. It is immense, if I may say. In Hebrews chapter 6, we don't have enough time and we cannot reach so much. I'm sorry for this, but it is so big, this text, for me. By two unchangeable things, God will never change. He is the same yesterday, today, for the ages to come. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. How he was working with Abraham, how he was working with Joseph, how he was working with David, Daniel, and so on. So he is ready to work with you. The only thing it is, just go to him, ask him, and he will answer to you. So he promised in Jeremiah. By two unchangeable things in which it was impossible that God should lie. We used to say, and it is a big discussion, that God can do everything, and he can do everything. I don't have enough time to go so deep in here, but he cannot do, or how can I say much better in English, he can't do one thing. And it is written 3 times in the Bible. He cannot lie. God cannot lie. And it is 1 time in Old Testament and 2 times in the New Testament. He cannot lie. And in this fact that God cannot lie, you'll find a great encouragement, a strong reason to come to him, because he cannot lie. And because he said, if you will come to me, I will forgive your sins and I will give you eternal life. You shall go to him. God, you said, you cannot lie. I've done so many things wrong in my life. I don't want to remember about 2014. I want to look forward for 2015, 16, eternal life. I want to come to you. Please forgive my sins. You sent your son to die for me on the cross. So much he loves you. He cannot lie, but he is waiting for you to go to ask him. He is going for you to open the door of your heart, to come in your heart, to come in your life, to put everything in order, to give you hope. I don't know. I wish to shout this word, hope. If you don't know, if you haven't had a hope so far, or if you was disappointed of many other hopes, God will never disappoint you. He is the God of hope. It is written in another. I don't have enough time to go there. In which it was impossible that God should lie, we might have a strong encouragement, who have fled from a refuge, to lay hold on the hope set before us. I would like to ask you in this evening, do you have any hope set before you? If you don't have any hope, God, it is your hope tonight. Lord Jesus Christ, it is the hope of your life, for your eternal life. I don't want to speak so many things about what was in 2014, but I saw so many people without hope. So many people trying to hang on the last hope. And I said, God, how much you blessed me because you gave me hope. It doesn't matter what is going on in my life. It doesn't matter what is going on in my body. It doesn't matter what is going on in my family. I have a hope in you. In one day I will see, as Job said. My eyes will see. Do you have that hope that you will see Lord Jesus Christ in one day? He promised to us. And he cannot lie. It's written in the Bible. I'm going to prepare a place for you. Obviously, before he went to prepare a place, he had to go on the cross. He had to die for you and for me. The hope which we have as an anchor. I was going to speak a little bit about anchor. It is very much about this also. We don't have so much knowledge. Just if you went, maybe Angus has a little bit idea about this, or maybe others who has a boat or things like this. But the big ship which are going on the ocean, you know how many anchors they have? Normally, they have four anchors. They have four anchors. I used to know that it is just one, and I read in the Bible, and the Bible it is so great and so vast, and in Acts, I'm not going to read over there, in Acts 27, it says that they throw all four anchors down in the sea to make the ship stable, to don't float on the waves. We don't have enough time to speak about the anchors, how strong, how mighty it is to have an anchor. But when you... One thing I want to remember, when you are going to throw the anchor down into the sea, you need to do one thing. You need to switch off all the angels from the ship. Your angels are dead. You know what he's telling me this? My mind would be dead. My heart would be dead. My angels, you understand what I mean? My will, my desires, my everything, it says one thing, I'm going to give to God, and I will put all my trust in that anchor, and I will throw the anchor into the sea, and I will know that I will be stable because that anchor will hold down, and the waves of these problems and life, it doesn't take me away from there because I have a strong anchor over there. There are so many things to speak about the hope. If you don't have a hope, my dear soul, my dear friend, tonight, it is your night when you'll decide to set a hope before you. To set a hope before you. And because the time is going, and going to the last verse, where Jesus is entered as forerunner for us. Even, I may say like so, even no one will be Christian in this world. Even no one will come to Lord Jesus Christ. I have a forerunner before me, and that's Lord Jesus Christ. He went on the cross. He stretched his hands. When I'm thinking of this, I can't stop thinking about, he could say no when God asked who is going on the earth to die for people. He could say, no, I'm not going. He could stay over there in his glory. I can't stop that when the angel came to Mary to say, you will bear a son and his name will be Jesus. She could say, no, not me. Don't take me. Choose another. No, it is too much for me. And many other no's could be in the Bible. But they choose to say, yes, I'm going to fulfill your will, Father. I don't know how to say in English how Mary said, your will be done. What are you going to say tonight? Are you going to say yes to Lord Jesus Christ? Are you going to open your heart and to set a hope in front of you? I don't want to scare anyone. I received one text from Canada, from someone, one of my good friends, and he said, Daniel, as the things it shows here in Canada, and I think these things shows that Lord Jesus Christ is coming very soon, and he wrote many other things. So it is not just in England that we show many things, shows the appearance of Lord Jesus Christ. It shows that we live in the end of the time. But I'm not looking for that end of the time, because I may go before the time ends. We don't know, we don't have time for tomorrow. Tomorrow is not our day. We live every day, and we hope every day. I wish you to choose Lord Jesus Christ in this evening for your life. And if tomorrow never come, you will have a hope. I remember about my father going to have surgery, heart surgery. Before, when they prepared him to go in that room, he looked at me and he said, Daniel, if I don't see you here, I will see you in heaven. What a hope. I will see you in heaven. Do you have this hope that you will see the others in heaven? Do you hope that it doesn't matter if you will die on this earth, you will go in heaven? Or your hope, I used to ask many people, will die within you, will die in the same time with you. My hope goes beyond grave. My hope goes in eternity. I wish your hope, or I hope your hope, will be the same. For his name's sake, amen. I looked into the hymn book, and I like very much one hymn. It is 279. Jesus, the very thought of thee with sweetness fills the breast, but sweeter far thy face to see. 279. But sweeter far thy face to see, and thy presence rest. No voice can sing. How wonderful words are here. No voice can sing, no heart can frame, nor can the memory find a sweeter sound than thy blessed name, a savior of mankind. Let's stand and sing this hymn, please. 279.
just the very thought of thee. Bye.